Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Republican candidate for Georgia Governor Brian Kemp today introduced a new coalition aimed at attracting diverse voters. GPB's Ross Terrell tells us more.
A mayor, businessmen and women, and campaign staff members are just a few of the people that make up the coalition. Secretary of State Brian Kemp says the group's goal is to be on the ground and attract voters from different races, faiths, and economic backgrounds. He says Democrats have typically attacked Republicans for their lack of inclusion.
And quite honestly, we haven't done a good job of actually, instead of just talking about it, doing it. And anybody that knows me knows that I've been doing it.
Kemp says the coalition will be key to winning the election in November. He's facing off against Democratic nominee Stacey Abrams, whose campaign he credited for having a strong ground game. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The city of Atlanta is honoring U.S. Representative John Lewis by renaming a street after the civil rights icon. Freedom Parkway has been renamed to pay homage to Lewis after the city council approved the change in December. The name adopted today, Wednesday, is John Lewis Freedom Parkway. Lewis spent his adolescence in the 1960s fighting discrimination alongside other civil rights legends like the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1981, Lewis was elected to Atlanta City Council, where his career in politics began. Just 5 years later, he was elected to Congress. Plant Vogtle, the nuclear electric generating plant near Augusta, faces additional financial hurdles. As GPB's Drew Dawson reports, construction costs are projected to rise again.
$2.4 billion. That's the most recent cost overrun projected for the plant's four partners, which include Georgia Power and the Municipal Electric Authority of Georgia. Now, MEAG is facing pressure from a Florida utility contracted to buy its plant Vogtle Power. Jacksonville-based JEA says it will save as much as $750 million if construction is abandoned or if they can get out of their contract. If MEAG votes to stop construction, majority partner Georgia Power will have two expensive options: buy out MEAG's 23% share or cancel the project altogether. The project partners are scheduled to make a decision on that at the end of September. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
Atlanta's Oglethorpe University is promising to match in-state tuition at flagship public universities in every state. The private liberal arts school launched Oglethorpe Flagship 50 Wednesday. The school says it wants to attract students with at least a 3.5 GPA and 1250 SAT or 26 ACT who assume private college is more expensive than state schools. Oglethorpe says it's challenging other misconceptions, such as that liberal arts colleges are less diverse than big schools, and that students can get the same small school experience in a large university's honors program. Former President Jimmy Carter helped launch a new experiment in rural health care for Georgians today, Wednesday, in his hometown of Plains. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
When the only doctor in Plains closed up shop a while back, Carter asked the leaders at Mercer University, where he serves on the board, "Can we get a doctor here?" The Mercer Medical School made that happen, and now we'll use the Plains Clinic as a model for others planned around the state. Carter spoke about the politics of medicine, saying as we near the elections, the health needs of places like Plains need to be on the minds of Georgia's gubernatorial candidates.
Sometimes some of the big shots that get elected don't remember how their people feel before they get elected.
The Plains Clinic and the ones to come after it will be staffed with general practitioners. Specialists will be accessible to patients via telemedicine. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Plains.
Judge Sarah Hawkins Warren was appointed today to the state Supreme Court. Governor Nathan Deal appointed Warren to fill the seat formerly held by Britt Grant, who President Trump appointed to the 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Before becoming Solicitor General with Georgia's Attorney General's office, Warren served as the state's special counsel for water litigation, and she practiced law privately in Washington, D.C. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.
GPB News.